It is 4:15, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, since it is Labor Day weekend, this weekend,
yes,
I thought we'd talk a little bit about Labor Day. So, you know, if you're at your barbecues or pool parties or whatever you're doing on Labor Day, you can shed some light on the holiday to family and friends.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Super.
So Labor Day is celebrated on the first Monday of September every year to honor and recognize the American labor movement and the works and contributions of workers to the development and achievements in the United States.
That's fantastic.
The Labor Day holiday grew out of the late 19th century organized labor movement, and it quickly became a national holiday as the labor movement assumed a prominent role in American society.
Yes.
Now, in the late 1800s, at the height of the Industrial Revolution, the average American worked 12-hour days and 7-day weeks in order just to make a basic living.
Well, I'll tell you something. Can I tell you something, Sarah? Some things have changed, because the average American does not do that anymore.
Certainly not.
Anymore.
Right. Despite restrictions in some states, there was also a lot of child labor going on at the time.
Sure.
And people of all ages often faced extremely unsafe working conditions with insufficient access to fresh air, sanitary facilities, and breaks.
Yeah.
So to bring attention to these unfair working conditions, labor organizers coordinated the very first Labor Day parade in New York City on Tuesday, September 5th, 1882, when 10,000 workers took unpaid time off to march from City Hall to Union Square. And this parade inspired unions in other areas to also start having parades.
So here's the thing, right? So you say there's a march, and that sounds very serious. We're a march, we're getting things. So you say there's a parade.
It does sound more happy, doesn't it?
Like, hey, we're having a parade
to make it happen. Right, exactly.
But who doesn't love a parade?
You don't like parades.
Typically I don't.
Right.
So, yeah.
But yeah, who doesn't like a parade? You're right.
Yeah. I pick up the candy off the sidewalk when they throw it.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Thank you. I don't steal it from the kids. I just take it off the sidewalk.
Right, that's nice. So the popularity of the event spread across the country. In 1887, Oregon became the first state of the United States to make Labor Day an official public holiday.
There you go.
By 1894, 30 U.S. states were already officially celebrating Labor Day. That year, Congress passed a bill recognizing the first Monday of September as Labor Day and making it an official federal holiday when President Grover Cleveland signed the bill into law on June 28th that year.
There it is.
Now, Canada also celebrates Labor Day on the first Monday of September.
I didn't even know they worked up there.
Most other countries around the world celebrate International Workers' Day instead of Labor Day on May 1st.
Oh, okay, May 1st.
So Labor Day is or was considered the last day that it's acceptable to wear white or seersucker. So put away your seersucker because you can't wear that.
This was my last opportunity.
That was your last day, yeah. The source of this tradition lies in part with the migration of wealthy 19th century New Yorkers coming back to the city from their summer homes.
Mm.
After Memorial Day, city clothes were left behind in exchange for lighter, whiter summer outfits.
Sure, yeah.
Come fall and returning to the city, summer clothes were put away and more formal city clothes were worn once again. It was a time when there was a dress code for pretty much every occasion.
Yeah, that's...
And to the signal to mark the change between summer resort clothes and clothing worn for the rest of the year was encapsulated in the rule that you wear no white after Labor Day.
I'm going to say something else. We don't have a lot of dress codes anymore.
We don't.
Those seem to have fallen by the wayside.
For sure. Yeah. And I'm okay with that, I think. Yeah. So that rule stuck.
Sloppy Sarah.
By the 1950s, not wearing white after Labor Day was a firm rule among the wealthy, especially, who regarded it as a symbol of refinement.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Now, while there are still those who consider post-Labor Day white clothing a no-no, the rule is pretty much ignored.
Yes, we don't care about them.
Nah. Labor Day is also a very busy time for travel. Are you traveling anywhere this weekend?
No.
Yeah, no.
Maybe sodas, but that's it.
But domestic travel over this Labor Day weekend is forecast to be up 9% compared to last year, according to AAA. At U.S. airports, the TSA is preparing for its busiest Labor Day travel period on record with an 8.5% increase in passenger volume over 2020.
Where's
everybody good luck if you're flying anywhere.
Where are they going? I had such a bad experience flying last time. I ain't going anywhere.
Right?
I'm staying right here.
I don't blame you. Now, what about shopping? You going to be taking advantage of any of the Labor Day sales going on?
I hadn't thought about it. No.
No?
I bought some dog food today.
Was it on sale?
No, it was not on sale.
Okay, well, to take advantage of the large numbers of potential customers with time to shop, Labor Day has become an important weekend for discounts by many retailers, especially for back-to-school sales.
Oh, sure.
Yep. Some retailers even claim that it's one of the largest sale dates of the year, second only to Black Friday.
Really? So that it's that?
That big.
Yep. That's amazing.
You haven't been getting emails about Labor Day sales from all the random like websites you bought stuff from?
No.
Oh, I have.
They don't care about me at all.
Yeah.
Oh, you have? Well, thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah. So okay. There you go.
You're trying to include me.
Get a sale.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with Labor Day, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So we are going to play The Work Song by Corbin and Hanner.
This is the song we play every Monday morning at 7 o'clock with Chuck Kelly in the Morning. First time we've played it outside of that window.
Well, here we go.
In a decade.
First time for everything.
All right, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Corbin and Hanner in The Work Song at Legends 102.7. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were just talking about Labor Day.
We sure were.
Yeah.
Going into Labor Day weekend, of course. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
Okay, the first Labor Day parade was held in New York City in 1882.
Oregon was the first state to make Labor Day an official public holiday.
And retailers say Labor Day sales are second only to Black Friday.
Lots of money.
Yeah.
Lots of money to be saved.
A lot of good deals.
Yeah. So what are you doing any Labor Day sale shopping? What are you getting anything?
I might.
What are you looking to pick up?
I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
Okay. All right. Some fall wares. No
Perhaps.
White clothing, please.
No white. No, of course not.
Pish posh. No, yeah. No. Folks want to learn more about Labor Day, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And don't forget, there's a Labor Day parade in Rochester.
There is. Yes, we looked it up. So there is a Labor Day parade in Rochester on Monday. Starts at 11 a.m. at the corner of East and Alexander, then heads west on Main Street and ends on Main and St. Paul.
That's great. Weather's going to be good on Monday as well.
I know. It's supposed to be cool, too.
In the 60s, but sunny.
Comfortable. That'll
really
be beautiful.
Really nice. Yeah. Great. It's good parading weather. Good for walking.
Very good parading weather.
Focus. Yeah. Wonderful. So this is, folks can catch up on, we already did that part, right? Did we do that part already?
We did.
Don't forget, you can put this on YouTube, too. YouTube.com.
We do, yes. And it's on live on Facebook.
Every day, 4:10. Yeah. All right, that's it. Have a wonderful long weekend, Sarah.
You too.
No laboring, okay?
No, absolutely not.
Back here on Tuesday, fresh episode at 4:10.
Can't wait.
All right. Staple Singers, Rusted Root, traffic, weather, and much more on the way as we work our way toward this Labor Day weekend on Legends 102.7.